From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Mary McIntyre. With the election of Republican Eric Greitens as Missouri's next governor, GOP legislators are bullish about passing right to work next year. Jason Rosenbaum reports on how the longstanding Republican priority is likely to become law.
House Speaker Todd Richardson backs right to work, which bars unions and employers from requiring workers to pay dues. Before Tuesday, Richardson had two big problems in getting that measure passed: a Democratic governor who opposed right to work, and not enough votes to override a veto. But with Greitens promising to sign right to work when he becomes governor, Richardson's legislative calculus has changed dramatically.
I would anticipate you'll see a very aggressive agenda and a very aggressive timeline when we get back in January.
State Senator-elect Jake Hummel is a top official with the Missouri AFL-CIO. Even though he will likely fight tooth and nail against right to work, the St. Louis Democrat concedes it will be hard to stop.
All of the things that workers have fought for in this state, all the protections, will be gone by the end of January.
Even if Democrats filibuster right to work in the Senate, Republicans will likely use a procedural motion to force a vote. But Democratic lawmakers like Senator Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors say that move could backfire.
But if it becomes a common tool, then all that we have in the Senate is a war. We won't be functional. We will no longer be a functional body.
The Missouri General Assembly is scheduled to convene on January 4th. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Missouri's voter turnout is slightly up from the 2012 elections, but didn't meet record-breaking predictions by election officials. Secretary of State Jason Kander announced yesterday the unofficial turnout in Tuesday's election was a little less than 67%. More than 2.8 million registered voters cast ballots in the state. Those numbers don't include provisional and overseas absentee ballots. Local election authorities had predicted nearly 3.1 million voters, higher than the record of 2.9 million votes in the 2008 elections. Republicans have completed a 15-year rise to power in Missouri. Led by President-elect Donald Trump, GOP candidates rolled to victory in all of Missouri's major offices Tuesday. When the newly elected officials begin work in January, Republicans will hold the Missouri governor's office, nearly all of its other statewide executive offices, and supermajorities in both legislature chambers. That means Republicans can enact virtually any measure they want, so long as they work together. First up could be a right-to-work law barring mandatory union fees in the workplace. Additional restrictions on abortion and liability laws also appear likely. Republicans have been making gradual gains in Missouri since taking control of the state Senate in 2001. I'm Mary McIntyre, KBIA News, Columbia.